Well, the fundamental problem seems to be that we have a president who refuses to accept empirical reality, whether it's presented to him before his eyes or through an intelligence briefing. We have a president who, in the intelligence briefings he does get, I can tell you that our intelligence personnel have had to reduce extremely complex issues to one page of bullet points, and the president's mind still wanders off that one page. So you've got a guy who's not interested in intelligence. He really just somehow believes that he can make it up as he goes. And yes, he wants sycophants. He wants yes men. He doesn't want to be challenged. And he has found, it appears to me, the perfect sycophant, someone who is utterly unqualified, utterly, profoundly unqualified to be the director of national intelligence. And Anderson, I heard somebody on CNN earlier actually saying, well, you know, you can learn on the job. No, you can't. It's like learning to be a brain surgeon on the job, except that intelligence work is much, much tougher. It takes, oh, you can learn on the job if you've got 20 years or 30 years, but you've got to understand everything from human, from the agents who are out there risking their lives up to the satellites, the technology, the analysis. You have to have a deep background in world affairs. Profound. You can't just Wikipedia, you know, go to Wikipedia for the problems. And so again, this candidate, the wonderfully named Congressman Ratcliffe, that's a screenwriter's dream. He shouldn't be anywhere near the office of the Director of National Intelligence. Think of the people we've had in those years. Yeah. Jim Clapper, people like that who know what they're doing and gave their lives to intelligence. And you're going to put a monkey in there?